Kev, we are going to up your tuna salad game. I have three delicious and doable recipes that will really bring those cans of tuna in your pantry to life. Starting with my fennel, apple, and tuna salad. This one is absolutely delicious. So what you're going to do is you're going to take that can of tuna, drain it, pop it into a bowl. Dice up an apple. I love to use a Granny Smith apple for this because it's got a real like tangy flavor, but really any type of apple that you have will work. And some diced fennel. So if you're not familiar with fennel, it's also called anise, and it almost has like the texture of celery, and it's a beautiful vegetable that's almost underrated, and it tastes a little bit like licorice. I love it. So you're going to dice that up and add that to your bowl, some finely diced red onion, some fresh herbs, some dill and chopped fresh mint, a little bit of mayonnaise, some Dijon, a little splash of cider vinegar, salt and pepper. You're going to stir it all together, and you've got this delicious, crunchy, beautiful apple, fennel, and tuna salad that's, you know, it's great between two pieces of bread or stuffed in a pita or served on a bed of mixed greens.
That definitely sounds a little bit better than a little mayo and some pickle.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, hopefully gone are the days. I remember back in the 80s when my mom would make my lunch, and she would do just that, stir it with some mayonnaise, put it between two pieces of white bread, and then off to school I went with my brown bag lunch, and it just stunk up, you know, my locker and the classroom. And
you were the stinky lunch kid.
Yes, that's it. But now hopefully you can be the stinky lunch kid, but with lots of flavor.
100%. So what do you got? What's that second one you got for us?
So the next one is my curried mayonnaise and dried tuna salad. This one's phenomenal as well. Again, you're going to take that can of tuna, drain it, pop it in the bowl, add some chopped roasted red peppers, some dried cherries. If you didn't have dried cherries, you could use dried cranberries or raisins, some finely chopped celery, some green onion, some chopped fresh cilantro, and some roughly chopped cashews as well. A little bit of mayonnaise. Now, if you didn't want to use mayonnaise, you could use some plain Greek-style yogurt to lower the fat a little bit. And then the zest and juice of one lime, a little bit of curry powder, turmeric, salt, and a little bit of chili flakes just to add to the heatness. And this one is absolutely delicious. Again, it's got a little bit of heat, lots of crunch, and really just ups your tuna salad game. And I also have all of the recipes up on my website, just in case, you know, people are listening from their car and they can't jot down the actual measurements. Everything's up on my website.
Which you can also be able to find at mystratfordnow.com in the on-air section, Char. Do you have anything else for us?
I've got one more, and that's my Tuscan tuna salad. So you're going to add the tuna to your bowl. You're going to add some roughly chopped chickpeas. Now, that's optional, but the chickpeas are great because they add a lot of plant protein. Some chopped pitted black olives, some chopped sun-dried tomatoes, some chopped celery, roughly chopped parsley, a little bit of finely diced red onions, a little bit of mayonnaise again, a splash of pesto, some lemon zest, a little bit of lemon juice, salt and pepper, stir it together, and you've got those, you know, flavors of Tuscany in a can of tuna. Absolutely delicious. This one's really nice on like a piece of focaccia. You could even put it on a piece of focaccia open face, top it with some Parmesan cheese, and do like a Tuscan tuna melt.
That sounds amazing.
Yes. It really is absolutely delicious. All three of these recipes will really just up your tuna salad game.
It definitely. Well, they all sound better than what I would do. Oh, look, here's some cheese, maybe a little bit of mayo, a pickle, bread, boom, sandwich made. These are definitely a way to make a tuna salad sandwich a little bit fancier. And, of course, Char, people interested in your recipes, in your cookbook, where do they go?
Yeah, so they can go to my website, CharmaineBroughton.com or CharmaineBroughton.ca, and my cookbook, Delicious and Doable, Recipes for Real and Everyday Life. It is available on Amazon, and it's also available at Fanfare Books in Stratford on 92 Ontario Street.
Awesome. As well, if people miss that, like they're driving, they can't jot it down, Char, they can get your recipes, your cookbook, and all the details they need about you in the on-air section of mystratfordnow.com.
Perfect.